Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church and for our evening service as we begin the process of completing this day in the presence of the Lord and in the Word of the Lord. We're going to open up this evening with hymn number 178. The Bible Stands, stanza 1 and 4 of the Bible Stands, hymn 178. Thank you for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your care and your compassion. We thank you that you have lifted us up out of the darkness of despair and hopelessness to fill us with your presence, your peace, your joy, and your eternal life, that in you we would have hope and anticipation of a future that is assured and guaranteed by you and by your promises. We thank you, Father, that you continue to remain with us and pray for your divine spirit to be over us and over your people, to build them up by your divine spirit and your divine word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. So, what would you like to sing? Okay, Madeline, before she abandons ship. 204. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. 204.
Thank you.
else would you like to sing this evening? Ralph.
32.
Blessed be the name. Scene. Okay, Nathaniel, you got it? 2005 is what I heard.
205.
205? Okay. I'm thinking I don't have that many pages in here. 205.
Thank you.
Amen. What else would you like to sing this evening? Okay, Tae Young.
328.
She was not ready for the call. 328, close to thee. I know.
Are you?
181?
181 for her for last week.
Okay, 181. Sorry, Wayne, you got bumped. 181. Onward, Christian soldier. Okay, Wayne.
3, 2, 6.
Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4. We're going to be looking at verses 12 to 19 this evening. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this manner. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Thank you very much. Lee.